This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. God, give us grateful hearts. Help us to lead grateful lives. Help us to realize the indescribable gift that Paul tells us that we have all received, the life that comes from your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Happy Thanksgiving. It's heavy. Does anybody like chocolate? Oh, yeah. Evelyn, you like chocolate? You do? Do you like some chocolate? Okay. Here you go. You disappointed? You know, a little bit. You know, sometimes, because of our expectations, i.e. seeing this huge chocolate bar before us, we can get disappointed when we don't get what we thought we were going to get. And the point that we always need to remember that comes through in all the gospel stories is that there was always enough, that there was always an abundance of God's blessings for each and every one of us. If only we could stop comparing ourselves to other people, to that which we think we should have gotten, whether it's the virgins, the foolish ones without the oil, whether it's the one talent as opposed to the five, it is throughout the Gospels. God has incredible blessings uniquely designed for each one of us. And God has those blessings today for Evelyn. It says, sweetness for my sweetest. And it's got this beautiful photo of Evelyn and Edward. And thank God you got better, because I didn't know what I was going to do with this sermon otherwise.
Thank you. Wonderful.
There you go. She now has many more friends. Now, we always give out chocolate on this day, because when I was just ordained, the first time I preached on Thanksgiving, I gave out a Hershey bar to somebody that I didn't know, one of those huge ones like that, and I tried to find somebody in the church that I didn't know in order to do that, to illustrate the fact that God pours these blessings out to us, and it has nothing to do with anything we've done or haven't done. It's just God just gives that to us. And so the point was to illustrate that by giving it to someone who I didn't know. So who is here today that I don't know? Tina, where's Tina? Tina, we've never met, have we?
Never.
Where are you from?
I'm from Ontario.
From Ontario. Great. Would you be so kind as to hold that for me? So, Tina, tell me a blessing that you've got in your life that you're thankful for today. Your two beautiful children. And so God pours some blessings to you. Other blessings you're thankful for today. Good health. Oh, that's a big blessing. You won't have it after you eat all this, but go ahead. What else? Good friends, and you're going to need a lot of these because they're all, you're going to have a lot more friends now. Now, we laugh about it, but, you know, these blessings just overflow. And the problem for us is we start taking stuff for granted. And sometimes in our lives, the reality is when some of those blessings go away, it calls us to do a check and we start to realize how blessed we truly are. I want to show you a little video that brings this point home in a powerful way. To give thanks for all circumstances, but we're called to give thanks in all circumstances. And we see the trials and the tribulations of all of the people in that video who have incredible grateful hearts, but it makes a point. Now, don't get excited. I'm not giving wine away today, but I'm making a point. Vianza, my favorite Italian winemaker out in California. And this is one of their estate bottles. Now, if I wanted to be generous, I would pour this all the way to the rim. But what's going to happen? Half of the idea of the wine is the aroma. And when the cup is full, I lose that whole part of the experience. But when the cup is not even half full, I can take it all in. And I appreciate it even more. If your life right now does not have a full cup, but has something more like this, maybe it is God's opportunity for us to be more grateful. Throughout the scriptures, it seems that people who had cups that were no longer full, who are the most grateful. In the Old Testament, Job, when he's gone through everything that he's gone through, God tells him in the 37th chapter this great advice, be grateful, Job, for all things God does. Paul, when the Ephesians are ready to kill him, he says, be grateful for the blessings that God has poured out to us in Jesus Christ. We are so blessed. No matter where you find yourself in life right now, on this Thanksgiving Day, may you realize more and more the blessings that God pours into your cup each and every day. There was a great Lutheran pastor in the 1600s by the name of Martin Rinkert, and he was asked to become the pastor in Eilenberg, Germany, at the time when the plague came to be. During that time as well, the 30 Years' War broke out. It's estimated that between 6,000 and 8,000 people died from the plague and the war. He was asked to bury most of them, including his wife. When all of that was over, he realized that having the cup not full enabled him to experience God's blessings. He wrote what has come down to us as the classic Thanksgiving hymn. And as we celebrate the cups that each of us have that perhaps might not be quite full, we celebrate God's gratitude in our life. Let us stand and sing, "Now Thank We All Our God," hymn 397.